You children, you're watching your parents. Listen, your parents aren't perfect. And don't sit there and look at their life and say, well, I see where they fail and where they fall short. What is that? What is that to you? Are you going to look at that and say, well, that justifies me to ignore Christ? No, all that shows you is that sinners need Christ, and we need Him all the way to the end, to the very last day. But are you going to turn your back and say, I don't need Him? You better think again. Because I'll tell you, that day is coming when you're going to have to stand before God, and you'll think right then. You'll know. Change your mind now. Rethink this thing now. This Christ, some of you young people, you gather out there, it's like as fast as you can get away from this thinking, get away from this religion of your parents, get out there, get closer towards the world, move out towards the sidewalk, move. We see you out there. And you're wanting to, remember how it is, the devil plucks up the seed. And you want to get out there and let each other pluck it up. The evil influences, the worldly influences, let it get plucked up. Because you want it gone. You feel better. But listen, there's a day coming when you won't feel better. You better think again. This thing that you want to so casually throw off and run away from and live it up and live your life, you better think again. Because what Jesus said is those who believe in Him, those who come to Him, He gives to them life and more abundantly. You're on the way of death. You better think again. It feels like life. It feels like freedom. But it's a devilish one, and it's a deception. And all the time Jesus is calling you, come unto me. I'll give you life, and I'll give it to you more abundantly. And I will forgive every single one of the sins, and I'll take you to paradise just like I did that thief. You better think again. What I'm offering you is a treasure of all treasures. Is it offensive to tell people those kinds of things? Is it offensive to tell people that their sins mount up to heaven and that pretty soon the ground underneath them is not going to bear them up anymore? It's going to give way and they're going to fall right into that lake of fire? Yes, that offends people, but that is the truth. And we need to call them, think again, think again, think again. Ask yourselves this question. Some of you, you're sitting here, you know you're not Christians, or you know you've been playing a game.
This excerpt was taken from the full sermon, What is Repentance?